Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights on Demand. Dirks Canada joined us recently to dive into the world of his band Waves in April. This interview aired on Thursday, June 18th. Here we go. Well, hanging with us tonight is a guy who is part of a rising new band, man, and they've already played Rocklahoma last year. They're playing Rocklahoma this year. They've got an incredibly special show coming up at Red Rocks in Colorado. It is so great to welcome Dirks Canada of Waves in April to the show. Dirks, man, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Chuck. It is great to be to talk to you again. Last time we talked was Rocklahoma.
Yeah, and a lot has happened here, since then, man.
A lot, dude. Oh my gosh, it's wild. We what's it called? Lost our baby teeth. Is that what we say?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we caught up at Rocklahoma last year, but listen, we've got to start from the beginning in this conversation, because for a lot of people listening, this is, you know, maybe an introduction to this band. So take us into the start of Waves in April, man. Like, just how this band came to be.
Yeah. So I've been playing guitar since I was like 5 years old, because my dad got me super into it, and just kind of pushed it on me in a good healthy way, and I fell in love with it. And then my mom opened a school of rock, and I met a bunch of awesome people there. Eventually met Luke, L, and our singer and our guitarist. And Willie's my brother. So we met through school of rock and just started jamming as a cover band, just playing like Green Day and Metallica, you know, how kids start, you know.
Yeah.
And then we just progressively were like, I think we want to do this. Like, this is pretty cool. Like, we're having fun playing pop punk. So we went ahead and wrote an album, or an EP, I guess. And we were really young, like we were like 14. So it definitely sounds like we were 14 when you listen to it now. But it's a cute thing to me to look back on, because it was just like, we're still here. We're still the same band. It's really cool.
Yeah,
but it's just way different.
It's amazing, man. I love that. Well, so, I mean, you go from School of Rock and doing these covers of, you know, band, you said pop punk. But dude, Waves in April, like, you guys are heavy and dark. Like,
yeah, man.
So
yeah,
where did that come from?
So it's like almost, it just kind of happened. Like, we, in 2022, me and Luke got really, really into metalcore. We saw Ice Nine Kills live, and it just kind of changed it for us. It was like, wait, this stuff can be dumb heavy, but also still have emotional weight to it. Because what I love about pop punk so much is the pain or the sadness in the voice or in the choruses and stuff, but then you add screaming to that and it amplifies it so much more to me. And you have heavy instruments, it just makes you feel something. And like, it was the first time I felt super, super heavy emotions when it comes to listening to music. So we just really were like, let's try to do this, let's dive into this genre. And it came to us so quickly. Like, it was like supernatural for us, and it feels like our calling. You know what I mean?
Man, I love that. And yeah, it's interesting, because, nice. You know, you and Willie, you know, the listeners of our show, they're familiar with a guy we've talked to a couple of times, your dad, Cody Canada from across Canadian Ragweed. And so, yeah, obviously you grew up with and surrounded by music. I mean, you started playing guitar when you were five, but, you know, it's just, for me as a music fan, I totally get it. Like, you might be, your dad's making this one kind of music. You go to school of rock, you start playing this music, you see a band live, totally different. And then that just, you know, kind of makes something, you know, it awakens something inside of you. And I think that's just, it's the power of music. But then, like you said, the power of this heavy, heavy music that you guys make.
This was the first time I ever saw something that wasn't like directly shown to me. So it was like the first time I ever like went out and discovered my own identity when it comes to music. And it like hit me like a truck, dude. Like, I remember the exact feeling. I was like, whoa, I like that a lot.
where was that show at?
Techport, San Antonio, Texas.
Nice, man. That's amazing. Yeah. I love hearing that. You know, so you guys started jamming together in School of Rock, which I didn't know that part of your story, man. I love that's where it started. I've got little kids, and it's like the next thing I want to get them into is School of Rock. And so this gets me so jacked, man.
Yeah, I work there now, so it's great. I seriously like work with so many cool kids, and like they as much as like we at School of Rock instructors do change kids' life, they touch our hearts too. Like you see a kid that is just struggling with something specific, and they come to you and they're like, hey, I want to learn this song, it'll really help me out. And then you just, it's a specific bond that I can't describe. It's just so special. And
I love it.
Seeing a kid's face light up because you're teaching them something that they actually want to learn, it's the best.
That's great, man. I love it. So you guys are jamming in School of Rock and having fun. And then you kind of think like, oh, let's do something. Like, what was going through your head? I mean, were you thinking of like, all right, we're going to do something, we're going to record an EP, we're going to, you know, do this, or I guess like, did you have those kind of dreams and goals at that point, or were you just happy making the music?
Well, I always wanted to, I got to think about this question. That's a good question. I definitely was happy playing the music that we were playing, but I always knew that it wasn't specifically the genre that I wanted yet, if that makes sense. And it wasn't like complete fulfillment until it became heavier. And when it became heavier, like this last week, we just got on in-ear monitors and stuff, and like kind of really upgraded our show. And like, I'm so proud of it. I'm so psyched to show everybody. Like at Rocklahoma, we're gonna be on tracks, and just we have a full production show, and it's really cool. Like it's what I've wanted for so long. It's what I've seen when I was a teenager, going to shows and seeing these cool interludes into these big drops that weren't on the album originally. It's just a live version and just stuff like that that I'm really stoked on.
Right on, man. I dig that, dude. Like thinking about dreams and goals of a band, like of course, you know, you probably have, you know, like I want to play here, I want to do this, but those kinds of things, like that, the growth of the band, like those are
the most fun thing ever.
Yeah,
so much
exactly.
Fun. I love it. I was talking to the band about this yesterday at practice. I was thinking like, you know, we never really like have had to like bust our ass like we are right now. Like we eternally grateful for my dad because he took us out like, and even though we weren't the same genre, we would open for him and he would just kind of get our feet in the water a little bit. And now that we're like in our own genre and we're like chasing opening for acts that don't know who we are or don't know who my dad is. And it's like, it's almost like extremely rewarding, and it's just a satisfying feeling knowing that like we're working hard and people are resonating with it and people enjoy hanging out with us, and just it's cool. It's really sick. I'm a very big fan of the growth process.
Right on, man. Well, yeah, you talk about opening for, you know, bands who don't know who your dad is or whatever, but you know, just a few weeks ago you opened for Power Man 5000 and 12 Steps. Yeah. How was that show, man?
So fucking cool. I had my first I think like rock star interaction moment that I was like, whoa, that was cool. Like that wasn't like a forced interaction with like somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was backstage unloading all my stuff because we were local support, right? And we were just trying to get all stuff out of the way, trying to be easy as possible as the local band, because you do that, then it shows volumes and people are like, hey, come tour with us. But Heat Spider, I was outside putting everything together and he walked by me and he looked down sad and he was like, what's up, man? And I was like, hey, like, been listening to your music for a long time. And he was like, yeah, I caught y'all set, killer shit, man. And he gave me a little handshake. And I was like, oh my God, that was insane. I like, as soon as I watched him go on the bus, I turned around, I was like, oh.
That's so good, man.
It was so cool, man. The crowd was great too. It was awesome.
Yeah, and you guys are grinding it out, man. And you know that the experience with Spider and Power Man and doing everything you've done. I mean, it's amazing to see. And of course, you know, I mentioned it at the start of this conversation. You're going to be playing before Ragweed at Red Rocks, and you've opened for your dad's other band, Cody Cannon and the Departed. You mentioned that, you know, which is similar music to Ragweed. So, what is that like for you to play for a crowd that's, you know, coming to see him, that kind of red dirt, alt country, rock and roll, but you hit him with the heaviness, with the metal of Waves in April? Like, what's that like, man?
A slugger. Yeah. It's always such a gamble. You know what I mean? Like, it's always such a gamble because they're either going to absolutely love it and no like offense, or they're just going to absolutely hate it. Like, there's just no in between usually. And, the people that love it are like the Pantera fans from down here. The who else? Just Corrosion of Conformity, stuff like that. Stuff that's like very like Southern Texas metal. Like a lot of Ragweed fans are also Pantera fans, which is really cool. And whenever they see us, they're like, "Oh my God, this is what I've been looking for a minute."
I love that, man. Well, I can't wait to see you guys play Red Rocks. Have you ever been to Red Rocks? Have you seen a show there?
I have. I saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers there
on
their last tour ever.
God, dude.
It was surreal.
I just surreal. Got goosebumps, man. That's wild.
Yeah, it was amazing. One of the best shows I've ever seen, and I was so young, and I still remember every second of it.
Oh man, so it's, I've never seen a show there. I've been there, you know. I was driving through, and I'm like, well, I gotta at least step foot on this sacred ground, and it was so cool to see it. So my first show is going to be, you know, you playing Red Rocks.
That's crazy.
I can't wait.
That's so insane. We are putting out an album the day before Red Rocks. We just haven't announced anything yet.
Oh, amazing, man. That's fantastic. So that's, you guys are going to be, as if you weren't excited enough to play, you're going to be jacked up.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of shit. Yeah. And we haven't said anything about it publicly yet. I was kind of hoping to kind of break it here and to talk about it here.
Right.
We just put out our single called Uzumaki about on the 30th of April, and that is the fourth song going into this album.
Sweet, man. How long have you guys been working on this?
5 years. Yeah, there's some really old songs on here. And I'm so glad that we waited for so long, because there's a lot of these songs that we had back whenever we were still pop punk almost. And we were like, okay, this song is still hit. It still hits. Like, we need to not abandon it. We just need to rework it a little bit. So those specific songs, you'll be able to tell. You'll definitely be able to tell which songs are older, which songs are newer, because the newer ones are very heavy focused, right? And the older ones have pop punk, not pop punk tendencies. It's almost like you took pop punk and gave it a little bit of grit, and it became like post-grunge, and then somehow became metalcore too at the same time. It's weird. I genuinely don't know how to describe it, and I'm very stoked about that specifically.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Why fit into a box? You know, just do what you want to do.
If it rips, it rips.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, all right. So new album, Red Rocks, of course, later this year, you're playing Rocklahoma, and you've already, you know, you've already hinted at the production and the show is going to be, you know, a whole new experience for fans there, which I can't wait for, man. As you think about all of that, and you think about the early days and School of Rock and everything, like, what runs through your head now when you think about what you want for this band?
Well, it's a lot more, I guess, not as much of a dream as more of a, how do I execute this and how do I do it without nudging myself in an annoying way? It's like, how I'm doing right now is I'm going to shows and talking to people and getting to know people and then getting on bigger shows with them and just making friends along the way. And that's kind of where my mind is I need to focus on the friendship part and the communal part of it. And then things will come to our way because.
Dude, I love hearing you talk about that, like not necessarily dreams, but you know, this, like you talked about earlier, this growth, like that's what gets you.
Yeah.
Excited, and that's what keeps pushing you forward, and clearly you guys are grinding it out, man.
Thanks, man. That's the amplification to me. It's like not just size, it's just like maturity and relationship growth with other bands. It's really, really cool to me.
That's it, man. Dirks Canada, dude, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Congrats on all that's to come, this new record, the show at Red Rocks, Rocklahoma, everything else. And I can't wait to catch you at Red Rocks and Rocklahoma and hopefully somewhere else on the road. Listeners, get everything you need at wavesinapril.net. Follow them all over social media. And Dirks, man, hopefully we can do this again soon. It's always good to catch up.
Yes, sir. Always, man. Hit me up anytime.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.